from the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Thanks for consuming the podcast, our full show dump.
It's the full show dump, yeah. As requested by the broader population. We started out as not a full show dump.
It was just the highlights.
And then
Or lowlights.
Or lowlights, depending on what you think of the show. And then everyone went, no, give us the full show dump.
Yeah, so that's what you get.
That's what you get.
Every day, right here.
We love to talk to people at the start of the podcast, much like we're doing now. And Will is in charge of chatting stuff that comes through. What do you call that?
DMs through Insta?
Yep.
At Marty Shigold Show.
Correct, everyone. What have you got today, Will?
Just following up yesterday, we spoke to Cal and he apologised for all the poo-related content that
he had
in his message.
That's nice.
Because it was a bit.
He was very heavy on the poo.
Pooier than I expected. Yeah. And he said he goes for North because he grew up in the 90s and he couldn't not love the Duck.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And I went a triple negative there.
Yeah, couldn't not love the Duck.
Anyway, that's just a follow-up. Well, thank you for that, Cal. Here's our message for today.
Yes.
Good morning, Mr. Shigold.
Oh, who's this?
Oh, it's Fordo.
Just don't spoil it before it's even begun.
Ruining it for the rest of it.
It's not from Fordo because it says, look, I don't make a habit of corresponding with other broadcasters, I'll make an exception on this occasion.
Yeah.
A comment was made on your podcast yesterday that I probably would not be listening.
Mm.
I don't know what that means. Mm. Well, haven't you all made a fool of yourselves? Because I was listening. Yes, Mr. Shigold, it's Alan from Sydney.
It is.
It's
Fordo pretending to be Alan. Pretending to be Alan Jones.
Always listens to the show and enjoys it.
Alan's not on Insta.
Alan described the show as a warm pair of slippers or a favourite bowl of soup.
A seafood bisque, perhaps, Alan.
Keep up the good work, Big Al. And yes, that was sent from Ben Fordham's account.
It was Fordo.
Yes. All right, let's get into it. This is the Marty Shigold Show from Triple M.
Stand by to...
Just a little bit of history
on this day.
8 degrees across Melbourne right now. That is the coolest start we've had this year.
Yeah, it's fresh. It's fresh out there. Single
April
figures.
21st. Yeah. Mm.
The start of we're autumn, but heading into winter is always exciting, isn't it, for the first couple of weeks? And then it's like, oh, that's right. I remember how this goes.
By August, it's like...
It's boring.
Let's change this.
Unless you've got a fire.
I love an open fire.
Yeah, we don't have an open fire. We've got one of those canaras where you shut the glass door.
Yeah.
Sort of the same.
Yeah, not as messy.
A lot more practical.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Punches out some heat too. Don't worry about that.
It does.
Oh, saving a fortune.
Yeah.
Thank God. Fingers crossed that continues.
Unless you have to buy the wood.
Well, you do have to buy the wood. But wood's not that expensive.
You don't have to buy the wood.
Well, you can go and chop
a tree.
Yeah, if a tree's fallen down somewhere.
You were just telling us about 15 minutes ago you're handy. That had never occurred to me. I assumed we all bought wood. But wood isn't that expensive. I reckon I would only, let's not get into numbers.
I thought it was expensive. Anyway.
On this day, April 21st, 7:53, cast your mind back. Mm-hmm. If indeed you can, you may or may not have been there. 7:53 BC, Romulus and Remus found Rome. Don't you know that Rome wasn't built in a day? They found it.
Certainly wasn't, yeah.
I call this Rome,
and they whacked a bloody kebab in the ground, and off they went. I was trying to think what's a Rome food.
Pasta? Pizza?
Yeah, but I was trying to think of it in that moment. I went for kebab. It's not even a part of their cuisine.
No.
1956, Elvis Presley's first hit record, Heartbreak Hotel, becomes number one.
Well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be to
What see. A performer.
What a performer. Well, I preferred him in his Vegas days. I loved him when he was fat and on the gear.
When he liked the peanut butter sandwiches. Mate,
that was my favourite Elvis. I don't need the Hollywood sort of movie version.
Mm-hmm.
Midday movie Elvis.
I want the guy who's consuming everything that's put in front of him and loving life.
Terrified of flying, though.
Who isn't?
Well, he had his own jet. Yeah, but he was still terrified of it.
It's a strange and unusual thing to do, hopping a metal can. 1977, Annie opens on Broadway.
Tomorrow.
What's that one?
It sounds like you.
We thought it was you.
That's me in the shower.
That's what it sounds like.
You at your office.
I do love Annie.
Who doesn't? One of the great shows. Yeah. I've never seen Annie live.
I have. I saw it with Anthony Warlow.
Oh, well, then you've seen the best Annie.
I did.
Mm. Who was Annie? It doesn't matter. We won't remember, but she would have been a beautiful kid.
Yeah.
And child talents are funny people as they get older, as we know.
No.
2020, US President Donald Trump announces new 60-day ban on most green cards for the US. What happened to Dennis Leary in other news?
He voiced the saber-toothed tiger in Ice Age.
Well, there you go. I did not expect that.
What happened to Donald Trump in other news?
Well, he's playing golf. Unfortunately, in deaths, we must mention Prince, who died on this day in 2016. Seems a long time ago, doesn't
it? Yeah.
Fentanyl, I think, got old Prince.
Well, he's only in his, was he late 50s or was he 60?
He wouldn't have been 60, I don't reckon, or maybe
2 years off 60.
Yeah. 58. Late, well, there 50s. You go.
Sad day.
Yes.
And Marty, all this week you're on the, well, you're on the building site, aren't you?
I certainly
am. On the work site.
And I'm not foreign to a bit of handyman work. I mean, I'd never claim to be a builder of sorts. But if, you know, if you've got to hang a photo up at home, I'm your guy.
You don't need to be a tradie to hang a photo up at home.
Yes, you do. You have to find the stud in the wall with the stud finder and then take it from there.
Stud?
Okay. You found a couple of studs in your
time. I just go hammering around willy-nilly.
Yeah, well, that's
of
not
of course
right.
You do.
You'd just be hanging stuff in plasterboard. And don't say willy-nilly when we're talking about studs. And let's do the right thing by Karcher today, guys. Karcher have been wonderful getting involved in the show.
Yeah.
They've given us a wonderful Karcher vac to give away.
It's a Karcher tradie vac.
You and I were just talking about even how good it actually appears to the eye.
Well, it's so impressive. We've got one in the office. Karcher tradie vac takes whatever your job site can throw at it. Yeah, there's nothing it can't do.
Thank God for Karcher.
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying. And where have Karcher been my whole life? They've been there.
They have.
You know, they've been there.
Clean up after all those prints you're doing on the walls.
In those tough times in life. I've always looked to Karcher for guidance.
Absolutely.
And it's wet and dry. It sucks up wet.
Hey, whoa!
It does. All
the things you're saying are not right today.
It does.
Hey, we have a couple of contestants here playing for this Karcher tradie vac. We have Josh in Carnegie and Lisa in Eltham. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
Oh, you both sound like you're up and about.
I certainly am.
Josh, what do you do for a living?
I'm a chippy.
Oh, you'd love this, mate, for all those jobs that normally you would just leave the house and not clean, like all tradesmen. You can stick around and vacuum some stuff up.
Yeah, that's my go.
For the first time in your life, Josh. That's what I love about tradesmen, Josh. They just wipe their hands of everything that happens after the bit they've done.
Yeah, well, we're there to do the
chippy
work.
Yeah, mate, I'm hearing you, bro. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, please. Don't misunderstand me. Lisa, what are you doing for a living?
I've got an industrial takeaway cafe in Mitcham.
Oh my God. So you're making sandwiches deluxe on a large scale, and then do you put them in a little van and take them places?
No. We actually sell from a shop, from a cafe.
Oh, right. Yeah. You're just in an industrial part of Melbourne.
Certainly do, in Mitcham.
Well, you're both playing for the Karcher tradie vac, and we know you love snacks, Marty.
Yeah, I do. I'm a big snacker. So what happens here, guys, is I've got three items in front of me that I hope relate to the items that are in the box today, unlike yesterday.
They do.
They do?
Yep, they're
You've checked
up.
That, have
yes,
they?
Yes, correct.
And
I'm putting them in willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly. It sucks wet stuff too.
It does. It's wet and dry.
I'm going to give you clues as to what each item might be by sucking them and seeing. We've added a bit of suction power to the show today because yesterday I didn't feel like we were getting across the idea that the Karcher can suck.
No, it certainly can.
Let's do that today. Oh, good suck, Marty. Thank you.
That looked tasty.
That was good.
If you know what this is, guys, yell out your name.
No, yell out. Just yell out.
Just yell out the answer.
This is a drink, item one. It comes in various flavours, Josh and Lisa. It usually comes in a carton, but this one is in a plastic bottle. Other flavours include banana, strawberry, coffee.
Big M.
Oak.
Look, I'm going to give it to you, Lisa.
Yes.
Good on you, Lisa.
It's not about the brand. It's about the concept that is flavoured milk.
Yay!
Yes, Lisa, you're a one up.
Point on the board for Lisa.
Best of three.
Get this one right, you're gonna win it, Lisa.
What? And that's the end of Suction and Sea for today.
Yeah.
No way, we'll do it again in the 8 o'clock hour. Item two.
Next, come on, next
Josh.
Item.
Oh, this is impossible.
That looks so awkward to watch.
What, me sucking stuff yeah. through a straw? Stick around, it gets better. Item two, guys, and I'm going to be honest, I couldn't suck it through the straw.
No.
Lisa and Josh, here we go with the clues for item two. It's served hot. It could be described as very Australian.
Josh!
We're going to a decider.
Yeah, we do. One apiece.
Not that this segment needs it, because it's been wonderful up till now. DC, am I right?
Thumbs up from DC.
Thumbs up from DC. He loves the car chest suction and see. And who doesn't? And why wouldn't he? He's only human. Item three.
Right, this is for the win,
guys. This is for the win. Shout out whatever you think it is as soon as
ready
you
to go. Okay, here we go. Give it a good one.
Nothing came through.
Oh, didn't it?
What does that mean?
Mm.
Let's find out together.
All right.
You'd serve these at a party. This is item three, Josh and Lisa. It's a snack food. It's very
good. Cheese rolls.
What did you say, Josh?
Chips.
Yes!
You have the Karcher tradie vac.
Oh,
takes whatever your job site can throw at it. You
well
enjoy.
Well done. Josh needs it. He's a carpenter.
I wake up with
Marty.
If you would like to be a part of this, all you have to do is register online at martyshigoldshow.com.au. Stay by your phone. Yep. Answer it within four rings.
That's it.
I wake up with Marty.
I wake up with Marty. And then you can win yourself a beautiful turntable, speakers, and a stack of wax.
Yeah.
That you can play backs on your new... didn't work.
In your tracky dax.
In your tracky dax. Where Thank were you Lord. At rehearsals? I ran through that all this morning at 4. Come on, guys.
Be rehearsing for hours.
Yesterday, Sam woke up. I called her Sharon, and she didn't say what she needed to say.
That's right. I wake up with Marty.
Just I wake up with Marty.
Who it's
we
easy.
Got? Who we got?
Alan from Clyde North
Alan,
today.
Let us build a man cave for you, Alan.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here. That's that's the first ring.
Oh, they're ringing well this week.
They are ringing well. Because normally they don't.
Three.
Alan's in trouble.
There we go.
Alan. Ba-ba.
No good at all. Do you want to leave a message?
No.
Okay.
I don't have time today. We've got stuff to get through.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
And some big news coming out of America right now.
Yes, some breaking news in real time. Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder and manslaughter in relation to the George Floyd. story that's been unfolding in the US for, how long's this been going on? When was George Floyd? It was,
Like it was late last year, I reckon.
No.
So that's early this year?
Early this year?
No.
It was last year, yeah.
25th of May last year.
Okay. 25th of May almost, last year. It's almost 12 months.
Mm.
And here we are now, and there's a verdict coming through as we speak.
Yeah.
Pretty emotional public scenes, as you would imagine, and any other result than the one that we're looking at here would have been fairly traumatic.
Absolutely.
let's change gears,
as
only a breakfast show can do.
That's what we do.
There's so many things that come across the desk that are hot topics.
Yes.
Derek Chauvin included. But here's a new hot topic. What have you done nude? Do you guys know this song?
No.
Of course they would know it.
Paid as a Dockers, we decided, did we, DC?
There it is.
Nude school.
What have you done nude, apart from having a shower?
Apart from having a shower, for the first time.
What did you think I was going to say? You're all willy-nilly this morning.
I am all willy-nilly.
You're out of control today. For the first time in Australia, film festival audiences in Melbourne are being invited to strip naked to watch special screenings of the Belgian cult hit Patrick. Was Patrick that creepy film from...
There is another film called Patrick.
Yeah, I remember Patrick as a kid.
From the 70s? No,
yeah, I don't... It was like a coma film.
No.
It was awful. It was so frightening.
No.
So this is a different Patrick.
Yes.
Hudson Sawada. Sawada what? director of the 2021 Fantastic Film Festival says this is going to be a unique and a memorable cinematic experience. Patrick's been seen around the world, but never by a nude audience before. Is this just drumming up sort of publicity for Patrick?
Well, I guess
is
it
the
would.
Film that bad that they've had to attach a nude screening to it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when Tom Cruise comes to Australia. You know it's a stinker.
Yes. Doing some on the publicity trial.
When they send the heavy hitters to Australia, yeah. You know the film's awful.
It has 87% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I never understand what that means.
Well, that's a high rating.
Yeah.
Okay.
6.9 on IMDb.
Okay. Hudson himself, Sawada, will even introduce the film in Melbourne in his birthday suit. Hudson's going to do a bit of nude gear.
The film is about nudists, if that...
Mm. Oh, well, that makes sense. I mean, no one mentioned that. Wouldn't that be the first bullet point, guys?
Well, it's just copy and paste it.
Oh, I know. Copy and
paste. Patrick is left in charge of his parents' naturist campground. When he loses his hammer, it becomes a quest for finding himself.
What do they mean by hammer?
His hammer.
His actual hammer?
Yeah.
Apparently, you have to turn up in clothes and then bring a towel to sit on.
Are we?
I'm
not going to roll down
like
the street
first.
Naked before you get to the cinema.
Should be putting plastic coverings on all the seats.
Oh, maybe on your seat, mate, not on mine. Sounds like something you might need. Push on, says Matt. And push on indeed we will. Lauren's been to a nude beach.
Yes. Sunnyside, is it, Troy?
Mount Eliza.
Yeah. Mount Martha, that sort of area.
It seems quite public to have a nude beach there. Is it secluded?
It is secluded.
It is.
So there's a little U-shaped sort of cove kind of thing?
Yeah. But I went with a friend of mine who I didn't want to see in the nude, so I said, you go all the way down there.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go here. And I kept
Was that
most...
your PE teacher?
No. It was... No. Anyway. And I left my clothes on when I was walking around.
Yeah.
Because it's very, like...
Yeah, it's a strange thing to do to just suddenly drop your kit.
But when I lay on my towel, I took... everything off and I was like, oh my God.
I am fully nude.
I'm fully nude. But then I went for a swim, put everything back on, and a man approached me and asked if I wanted to join him in the bushes.
Oh,
so then I left.
No.
Yeah. No.
I
that
said,
was
I'm the only
your PE teacher.
See you, bye.
Ta-ta.
Now it's time for Lauren's little quiz. It's Cinemasaurus.
Your favourite time of the week, Loz.
Yeah. I love this game.
Cinemasaurus, for people who don't know, explain how the game works.
Yes, so I read out the title of a movie with every word changed via thesaurus. Yell out the answer if you know.
Right, and you had some feedback from Will's mum.
Yes. Kim?
Yes, Kim.
Yes. She says I need to repeat the film once you've gotten the answer correct.
Because we were just pushing on, assuming that everyone was on the same page as us.
Yeah.
Good feedback from Kim.
Yeah. Thank you, Kim.
Very good stuff.
Yeah. So... it's between you, Marty, and Will.
Yes.
It's between Will and I, and it's best...
best of five, first to three.
Best of five, first to three. Head to head, I think Will's got me covered at the moment.
4-2 from memory.
4-2.
I think so.
Today's edition...
I'm right for the picking, by the way.
Yeah.
Today's edition might make it a little bit harder because it doesn't narrow down anything.
It isn't.
It's big movies the team has never seen after DC revealed he's never seen Titanic.
Oh, so you've all just had this discussion without Marty and I?
We've been emailing.
So we've got even people like Rosie, George, they've contributed.
This is nice. We've broadened it out to the whole office.
Yes. Okay.
Well, not the whole office.
We don't want to exclude some people.
No, we don't want anyone to feel like...
I emailed five people.
That's all you need,
mate. Our boss claims he's seen everything.
Which one?
Fietzi.
Yes.
Question one. Now, this movie, Alex, DC, Rosie, Matt, none of them have seen it.
Okay.
This one film?
Well.
Okay.
Okay.
Aristocrat of the Jewels. It's maybe more than one movie.
Ah. Oh.
Aristocrat of the Jewels.
Oh. Am I going to have to buzz you both out?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're...
King of the Diamond.
Bam. Lord of the Rings.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Guys, now. You've had a practice. That was your practice.
Yeah.
I'm not happy.
Oh.
Question two. DC and Lucy. Neither of them have seen this movie.
DC and Lucy?
That was so obvious.
Yep.
Jeez.
Respectable determination catching.
Oh.
This is a disaster.
That is hard.
Think about massive movies people might not have seen.
You should get this one,
Respectable Will. Determination catching.
All I can think about is Officer and a Gentleman.
Goodwill Hunting.
Oh, yeah.
That's oh, why. Will should get oh, it.
That's too hard to today.
Okay. Well, this one, I really like this one. I'm proud of this one. And I've also never seen this movie, and I refuse to see it now because everyone kicked up such a fuss.
All right. It's time to get angry.
And George and Rosie also haven't seen it.
Okay.
Inside voice.
Okay, sorry. Shantytown, Pooch Tycoon.
Oh, this is good. What was the last word?
Tycoon.
Will's still on holidays.
Shantytown, Pooch.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yes!
I'm on the board.
You are.
I mean, you'd hardly say it was a cracking pace.
I was looking for three words.
Slumdog Millionaire.
It's Slumdog's one.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm so
number
off.
Four. What? So we're just one to Marty?
Yeah, one to Marty, none to Will.
Matt and Lucy, neither of them have seen this movie. Precipitation Guy.
Rayman.
One each.
One each.
Decider.
I needed that.
This will prove. This will be for the win. Yep.
Wonderful film for those who haven't seen it.
Rain Man.
Oh, I love it.
Ah, yeah. And I'm a bit sick of...
It is a great movie.
I'm a bit sick of actors portraying simple people and winning Oscars.
Right.
Okay. Mesozoic Playground.
Jurassic Park. Come on.
Oh, there he's come back.
Jurassic Park.
Yes,
those.
Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Try better next time.
Thank you, Troy. Can we just talk? Let's just talk about Angie Kent for a moment, who people will remember from such hits as I Put My Glasses On, Gogglebox, where she appeared alongside Evie Jones.
Oh, that's right. It's the first thing we
and
saw
I loved
her.
On. Yeah, she I was loved so her on good Gogglebox.
You really did love her in Gogglebox.
I thought Angie's lovely. She'd go a long way, this kid, with this attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Then she appeared on the fifth season of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, where she was the 10th celebrity to be eliminated. So she did well.
Mm.
Then she was on the fifth season of The Bachelorette.
She was The Bachelorette.
She was The Bachelorette.
Oh, was she The Bachelorette?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's no longer with the bloke that she hooked up with. Then she did Dancing with the Stars in 2020. Is anyone detecting a theme running through this?
Yeah.
Now she's released a book, If You Don't Laugh, You'll Cry. Well, all of that aside, there's a whole other conversation around the desperation that is reality television.
Oh, yeah.
Angie's making the most of her celebrity status, asking companies for help renovating her new house.
What sort of help?
Free
stuff.
We'll just pay for it.
A recent email sent by Angie's management on behalf of the 31-year-old stated that her home needs significant updates inside and out. This is just awful stuff, isn't it? When you start begging people to give you stuff so that you can whack it on a tile on Insta. I mean, it's awful. Awful, 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 awful stuff.
Yeah.
Forget about The Jungle. Forget about Bachelorette. Forget about Dancing with the Stars.
Mm.
Gogglebox.
Mm.
This is terrible. Using the subject line, opportunity.
It just said op.
Op. Yeah, I mean, that's lazy in itself when the manager can't even write opportunity. The email read, Angie Kent has purchased her first home. Moving in over the weekend, Angie has already commenced her renovation safari.
Is it a safari?
That's the best way. That's the best word I've ever heard to describe a renovation.
Safari.
It's a renovation safari. We shot two lions on the first day.
Renovation is hell. It's not a safari.
It was unbelievable. I cut the heart of a giraffe out. The home needs significant updates inside and out. We'll buy a better home. Angie will be chronicling via Instagram at Angie Kent. She's got 266,000 followers. That's quite healthy in this country, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's sad in other parts of the world. Any renovation, DIY, home or garden brands who would like to partner, please contact. It's just shameless, isn't it?
Yes.
It's shameless.
You reckon she'd be overrun with offers?
Well, I would have thought she's earning a good living, despite all the reality TV she's done.
Yeah.
I would have thought Angie wouldn't be hard up for it.
No.
If she is, she's managed her money awfully.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not her accountant, nor am I her manager.
I would not want you to be my accountant.
Red wine? Bow. Tim McDonald has a
yarn. Here he goes. Here he is, Tim McDonald.
Good to be here, guys. So good to see you, Marty. Morning, Melbourne. You were talking about Angie Kent before the break. Got to be careful with that name.
Yes, you really do. She's one of the great Kents, by all reports.
You were talking about her book, If You Don't Laugh, You'll Cry. Yes. I was in a bookstore once and happened to just flick over, open the chapter page just to read what the book's about.
Yeah.
Chapter one was called Early Years.
Early Years.
Chapter two was called Childhood. Right. What part of childhood wasn't covered in Early Years?
Well, a big bit.
Chapter three was Growing Up.
Oh, my God.
Didn't get to Gogglebox until chapter 32.
Oh, my God.
What are we buying the book for?
Early Years, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
From one Kent to another.
Yes.
Two Collingwood players are in trouble this week.
Collingwood has reluctantly accepted the $20,000 fine issued by the AFL after two of their players were caught with their mobile phones.
Did you see this, Marty?
I did.
Big story. Two Collingwood players, they were just ringing their parole officers, so it's okay. Strict bail conditions. Yeah. No. Of course, Jordan Degoe, Jeremy Howe, yes. I think, they were ringing their family to let them know they were okay. And you know your side's not travelling well when you have to do a mercy call to your family back home?
Yeah.
Like, even ISIL captives, they didn't ring their families back home. They're fine. But a couple of ISIL fans in the house today.
We really are.
Not the only AFL phone scandal over the weekend, Marty. You would have seen a couple of Melbourne players were caught ringing their au pairs, which is not good news. A couple of your boys, a couple of North Melbourne
players. Who were they ringing?
They were ringing Lifeline. And you know your season's not going well when you're ringing Lifeline.
We laugh, but we're really not joking about
that.
No,
we are not. No.
I just knocked the fun out of that for you, intentionally.
Speaking of knocking the fun out, Nathan Buckley, he was on 360 during the week.
And I heard him.
He's taking full responsibility. He's not looking for any excuses at all.
We take full responsibility for this situation, no doubt, but Jordy Degoe was concussed.
I mean, he was concussed. I mean, that's the excuse. He was concussed.
He wasn't in his right mind, I believe, was what Bucks went on to say.
No, and is that the concussion test, if you can unlock your phone? Is it one of those, are you a robot? Are you concussed?
Yeah, what's your six number pin?
Yeah, what's your Ashley Madison password?
Well, that should be part of the HIA. Is that what it's called?
What's a HIA?
That's the Housing Industry Association.
That's where I did a course.
Don't bring them into it.
Are you concussed?
Can we take Marty's phone off?
I was concussed by the amount of money I got for it.
Well, speaking of money, Collingwood, they've been hit with a 20 grand fine.
Have they?
Yeah. Collingwood responded double or nothing.
Double or nothing.
But Collingwood have form in this regard. They've got to be careful. I don't know if you remember this. In 2019, Jaden Stevenson, I think, he's now in North Melbourne, I think.
He's one of ours now.
He was fined 20 grand and suspended for 22 games for betting on three Collingwood games. Here he is explaining his mistake.
The bets I placed were through a mate's account and were dependent on Collingwood and Collingwood players performing at their best.
That's the mistake. Depending on Collingwood players performing well. That's why he had to apologise. He gave one of the all-time great press conferences.
Yeah.
After a big scandal, a 22-game suspension, 20 grand fine, naturally, Jaden was never going to touch gambling again.
I certainly regret doing that, and it's almost scared me off gambling altogether, to be honest with you.
Almost. it's almost scared me off gambling altogether. Here's a good news story.
93-year-old Mari Hill, 100-year-old Ron Headley became husband and wife.
Ooh.
Beautiful story, Marty. A 93-year-old and a 100-year-old got married on the weekend.
Mm.
Married at last sight. How do we feel about that? Married at cataracts. How do we feel about that?
It's really lovely, though, isn't it, to think that there's still hope for you to fall in love at that stage in life?
On the one hand, you think, you know, company for the elderly in these lonely times.
Yeah.
On the other hand, gold digger. I mean, she wants his money.
Yeah, she probably does.
She probably just wants his room next door. He's probably just got a good room. Channel 9 interviewed Ron is his name. Oh. Channel 9 interviewed Ron's son about the couple, and it's fair to say we got a little too much information.
They both spent all the time in their rooms now. They can't hold them back.
Right.
Oh, no thanks, Ron.
Safe to say Ron pushes Marie's buttons. Her Care Alert smart dialer. It's a panic button, guys.
I hope you've been listening to the show this morning so far. Keep listening through until 9, because after 9, your chance to win $1,000 every single time we play.
Sarah, Marie and Rosie.
That's right.
Just quizzing you. Mm-hmm. If you get it right, you win $1,000.
Question about the show.
Two of the best people in the business.
Good luck winning that after 9 o'clock this morning. Marty's Money is back here at Triple M. But Tim McDonald with us.
Great to be here. It'd be nice to get some of Marty's money just quietly for these appearances. But no, it is great to be here, Marty. I was listening to the show yesterday and you played this. This is Fergie.
Oh,
her wonderful performance of the US national anthem. We've got a bit of it here.
We love this.
wonderful.
It's just, it's a day out with Fergie.
I believe Sarah Marie and Rosie will have the full version coming up after this.
For Marty's Money.
Wonderful listening. Got me thinking, though, about some of the... We can fade down, Fergie.
No, yeah, that's enough
really?
Of that.
Why?
There should have been a warning before that, just quietly.
Yeah.
Got me thinking about some of the worst renditions of national anthems.
Oh, this is fun.
Going through the years.
This is fun.
First up, we're going to Libya, which I believe is just north of Mentone.
Yeah, a little bit further up the highway.
Just off the Nepean Highway. We're in Libya. Of course, the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has touched down on the tarmac, and the Libyan military band gave this wonderful rendition of God Save the Queen. What's amazing about it is that they're playing two different songs at the same time, which is wonderful. I mean, they didn't hit, but the firing squad certainly did after that. So that was...
It stinks of Meghan Markle, doesn't it?
That sort of...
Sabotage.
Disappointing royal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of which, I saw Philip's funeral, and, you know, it's all about Prince Philip, and yet they played God Save the Queen. Like, he couldn't have one moment to himself.
No, he's two paces behind forever.
Yeah. God Save Philip, bit late for him.
Yeah.
So from the Libyan military band, we move to Australia, because the Australian national anthem has had its fair share of butcherings. Mm. This is at a Wallabies game against Argentina. Oh. It's 2014. Who better to sing the Australian national anthem than an Argentinian tenor?
Oh.
Marcello Zelda is the singer. He doesn't speak English, and he certainly doesn't sing English either. Australia's Wallabies rejoice.
Good
start.
Well, that's an interesting take.
That was a very interesting take. First anthem that ever ended in a concussion test, by the way.
That was awful.
That's the danger of doing an anthem on Google Translate, because you're not going to get every word right. Mind you, my favourite ever rendition of the Australian national anthem is from this baseball game in Melbourne, I believe. 7-year-old Aussie Ethan Hall.
Oh.
He's the singer. He gives it his best. He runs into a little issue.
Does he?
But he covers it beautifully.
Australians are
damn it. Hiccups. Oh, no.
Of Australia's national anthem.
Not really.
Lovely to see you, Tim.
Thanks, guys. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. Hey, you're on the telly tonight.
I am. It's the final episode of Fisk this evening.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
The series finale, as they say.
Yeah.
Fisk has been doing very well for Kitty Flanagan and her gorgeous sister Penny.
I've been enjoying it. I've really, really loved it.
Yes, a lot of people have. Yeah. So congratulations to Kitty and Penny, Tom Peterson and all the guys involved behind Fisk. What a wonderful working experience it was for me.
Yeah.
And fingers crossed that going forward we could all do it again. That is indeed what Kitty would like to do.
9 p.m. tonight on ABC. Check it out.
Check it out. Check it out. Do yourself a favour, and also you can catch up with it on iView if you've missed the start of it.
Yeah.
Don't feel as though you can't get involved now. Here's a bit of fun. Dangerous stuff you used to do as a kid.
Like what? What sort of things?
Dangerous things. 133353. What was the dangerous stuff you used to do as a kid that just simply wouldn't happen in the world now?
Oh, yeah, right. We've moved on.
Yeah. Even just basic stuff like trampolines with nets. Unheard of when we were children. Unheard of. Australian parents have reflected on the adventures of their youth, but admit they would never let their children take such huge risks.
Let's go through a couple of them. I think you got some on Insta too, haven't you, Will?
We do, at Money Sheargold Show.
Dad would attach a sprinkler hose to the roof over our trampoline and we would cover it in soap and slide around.
That's just fun.
That's fun, but it wouldn't happen.
No, because it's too dangerous.
Because someone will break an arm.
Good. Kids should break arms. It's all about making
it. The way you say it, it makes it seem so wrong.
It's not like a rite of passage.
I think it is.
Kids shouldn't break arms. Yeah. And when you're a parent, you'll understand why.
It's not something you have to do.
No, please don't break your arm.
I never broke an arm, so I...
Yeah.
So you wouldn't know.
No.
Yeah, yes. Break an arm and then think about what you just said.
Yeah, that's right. Go break your arms, actually.
Okay.
We would travel in the boot of the car when we were feeling unwell and it was Mum's idea. Travel in the boot so they could, I assume, lay down, stretch out a bit. And then Mum would shut the boot on them.
Maybe like those old station wagons, though, that had the big boot.
Yeah. Jump in the back. Have a lay down.
Yeah.
We're not stopping.
Mm.
That sort of stuff does not happen anymore. I mean, we were children of no seatbelts in our very, very younger years.
Yeah.
Dad's idea when he'd break at the lights was just putting his arm across you to stop you from exiting the vehicle via the front windscreen.
You stay right there.
You stay there, mate. We haven't finished. We've still got some driving to do.
Yeah.
We would ride around all day on our bikes without helmets and spent all day wandering in the bush alone. We did that.
Did you?
We spent out, the dad would just come out on the front steps and scream into the suburb.
Yeah.
And we would all pour back from wherever we'd been on our pushies, usually up the back of the house in the bush.
Wouldn't be able to do that anymore.
No, you can't light fires anymore. I know that for a fact.
Yes. Don't want to be doing that.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
Jack said his brother made him hold on to the Hills Hoist clothesline and spun him until he couldn't hold on any longer.
Yeah, that's just good fun.
That is fun.
Yeah, it's going to end in tears, but it's fun at the start.
Bridget used to play with her brother hide and seek on the huge water tank in the backyard.
Yeah.
That's just got danger written all over it.
Yeah, that's not going to end well.
And we have one that just said, walk the streets of Footscray.
Oh, yeah, that is dangerous.
Yeah, that is dangerous as an unchaperoned child.
Hey, Damon.
Hey, guys. Well, we found some petrol in Dad's garage.
Yeah.
And we had these Tonka trucks, so we used to tip a bit of petrol on them and light them and roll them down the hill.
Brilliant, Damon. How could that go wrong?
Oh, well, we got sick of that, so we started dropping matches into the tin.
Now that's going to go wrong. Dropping
matches. Well, it just exploded and put itself out. So
Of course it exploded.
It exploded and put itself out. That's a crazy explosion, isn't it?
Absolutely.
When something sucks up so much of everything around it, it just goes, whoop.
Yeah, I'm done.
Well done, Damon. What a childhood he had.
Kim in Moorabbin.
Now, my sister and I actually used to play chasey on the roof of our house.
Oh, God, Kim. Where were you?
We grew up on acreage in South Australia, and it was too big an area to run around in, so we had to limit ourselves to where we could run.
We were just talking about farm kids, Kim, being a different type of child to the rest of the world.
It was a 36-square house, 25-square shed, and 12-square granny flat, and it was all linked in together, so it was a huge area. It wasn't acres. So
you just turned it into a home parkour course.
Yeah. and the other thing was, from about the age of five, my sister and I used to have to fight as to who was going to drive the 5-ton truck while Dad was grabbing mallee roots out of the paddocks.
Mallee roots.
You do get stuck into all sorts of things though, if you grow up on land.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? Well, you had the FJ Holden.
I had the FJ Holden.
That you just flogged the absolute ring out of.
Around the paddocks. Brett.
Yeah, a mate of mine used to get shotgun shells out of his dad's cupboard and go off on the garage roof and throw them at the ground to try and get them to go off.
Oh, my God. Does that work, Brett? Do they go off?
No, we got quite disappointed, so we pulled them apart in the driveway and then set fire to all the gunpowder.
Great result.
Yeah.
I was talking about the things that we did as kids that are now dangerous.
Yes, absolutely. Pauline Rosebud said he used to ride on the bonnet of his car. Mark said he wrapped dynamite in a chain and blew something up. And who spelled dynamite there for Mark? Because it says D-I-N-O-M-I-T-E.
Oh, that would not.
Happy birthday, Matt. Your prize is learning to spell later today.
It's not going to be Will because he's good on spelling.
Yeah, no, two T's. Yeah. He's a master of spelling. Dino in Coburg said he used to run through the stormwater drain. I was always very frightened of stormwater drains.
I'd seen it too many times.
And you had your weird river drain issue, didn't you?
I was sucked under a bridge.
That's right.
I almost drowned.
And what about your drowning story, though?
John in Chelsea Heights. Dangerous stuff you did as a kid. What happened?
I was encouraged by my primary school to get balls down off the roof. I was the roof monitor.
Oh, yes, the roof monitor. What a strange job to give a child.
Yeah, I had no ladder or anything. I had to, like, shimmy up the downpipe.
That's insane.
To get up onto the roof and that to get the balls down.
That would never happen today, John.
Not going on now.
That's right. Why schools have handy men.
Yes.
And handy women. Yes. Let's not be like
that. Handy people.
Handy people.
Ash in Geelong. Dangerous stuff you did as a kid. What happened?
We used to go gravel skiing on dirt roads behind the old ute.
Oh, my God. That is so dangerous, Ash.
Yeah, it's good fun, though.
Anyone get hurt?
No, thankfully. We're only doing about, I don't know, 15 kilometres an hour, but it was still pretty good wearing your sneakers out pretty quick.
Yeah, the old KT26.
Yeah, I reckon.
It's pretty amazing that no one gets hurt, really.
Yeah.
Do you know, oftentimes in life you just scrape through.
Yeah.
There's a lot of helicopter parenting going on.
Yeah, I think about all the stuff that I did as a kid. Well, how did I get to here?
I'm guilty of it too. I watch the kids do stuff and I'm constantly seeing the worst outcome.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them to hurt themselves.
Of course. Ian in Croydon.
Yeah, it was cutting firewood. I was about 3 or 4. My brother was 6 or 7. And every time we used to cut a block of wood, it used to fall off. So he called me along to hold the block of wood while he chopped it. And, the first cut slipped and chopped 2 fingers off.
Sometimes people get hurt.
Stand by to... It's all just a little bit
of history on this day. It is the Marty Shegold Show at Triple M at 8:34. Justine Schofield just a couple of minutes away, by the
Justine,
way, as well.
Justine, I can hardly concentrate. My God. What a woman.
She's written a new book. She'll be in to join us in just a couple of minutes. First, though, on this day,
on
21st
this day,
of April.
21st of April. What a day it is. 1856. Australian labour movement, stonemasons and builders, workers on building sites around Melbourne march from the University of Melbourne to Parliament House to achieve an 8-hour day. Just get ready for work, 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 work. You send me happy work, 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 work. If only Rihanna had been on the steps. Out of ass, belting out a couple of acoustics.
Yeah.
What a day that would have been.
Unfortunately, a lot of people work longer than 8 hours a day now.
Do they?
Yeah.
Improve yourself would be my advice.
No.
1883. George Ernest Morrison arrives in Melbourne, Victoria, having walked 3,270 kilometres from Normanton in Queensland to the CBD. I would
walk 500 miles.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
No.
I remember this, 1984. After 37 weeks, Michael Jackson's album Thriller is knocked off as top album by Footloose. This was huge, wasn't it?
Massive.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
One of the Penn brothers.
Yep.
Sean Penn, it must have been. No, which one's the one still working?
I think it was Sean.
Yeah. What's the other Penn?
Is there two pens? I didn't know there was another pen.
The chubbier pen, as we refer to him.
Penn brothers?
He's going to love that.
He loves being referred.
Chris.
Chris Penn.
Chris Penn.
Chris Penn.
Oh, Chubbs himself.
Oh, he's dead.
What?
Is he dead?
Oh, yeah, he's in Footloose.
Yep.
He died in 2006.
Yeah. Not anymore, is he?
No.
Well, apologies, and valet Chris, as it were.
Yes.
1993 action TV series Walker, Texas Ranger, starring Chuck Norris, debuts on CBS. This was huge.
I don't think I actually remember this.
You don't remember Chuck? No. You've got a bit of Chuck about you.
Do I? In what way?
In that sort of same style beard that Chuck used to carry around.
Oh, I'm going to have to go and check that out.
Yeah, Google images of Chuck Norris and tell me you don't have a touch of Chuck in you.
From the early 90s. I will. I'll do that at 9 o'clock.
Please
it's the
do.
First thing I do, in fact.
Birthdays. Well.
Oh, I can see. Yeah.
Yeah, see what I mean about a little bit of Chuck?
Yeah.
I really can see it.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
All right, aren't I? What about this? Happy birthday, Queen Elizabeth, turning 94 today.
Oh.
What an awful time she's had of late. But God love her, she's still kicking. Did you have a gin and tonic today?
Surely more than one.
Yeah. How many do you reckon the Queen could have in a big session?
10?
At 94. You reckon she could have 10 G&Ts? At 94?
She's been, well, she's been having them all her life.
Jeez, heavy session. Iggy Pop turns 74 today as well.
Happy birthday to Queen.
And turning 27 this morning is our very own Matt Thompson. Happy birthday, buddy.
The youngest.
We got you something.
Our youngest son.
My youngest son is making his way closer to 30.
Youngest in the team.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Well done for all your hard work. You're going beautifully.
Thank you very much.
Look who has joined us in the studio. Justine Schofield.
Good morning, Justine. Lovely to see you.
I'm so happy to be
stunning
here.
Stunning as always.
Oh, stop it.
I couldn't be prouder of
you.
Made
me blush.
What a career. I mean, kicking off, as people will know, with MasterChef. How long ago was that?
Oh, God, I don't know. It was 13 years.
Are you joking?
Wow. I think it's the 13th season this year.
That was 13 years ago?
I could be lying, 12? I should know this.
09 rings
Is it awful?
09, yeah. 09. Yeah. 09.
So 12 09. Years.
Yep.
12 years.
12 years. That's how old I am now.
Ooh. Is it awful if I ask if you won that series of MasterChef?
No.
Who won that?
I felt like a winner. So
yeah, I feel like you won. I feel like you absolutely.
I came fourth. Yeah, yeah.
Name the three people that were ahead of you.
Poe.
Oh, Poe came Poe's second. Year.
Julie. Oh, and Chris Badenoch, the hat he had a hat on.
Oh, the hat. Yeah. He had a bit of controversy further down the track from memory, Chris.
Yeah, but they're all legends, honestly. I saw Poe and Andre over the weekend in Adelaide, and they're just doing so well, and they're just same people. Same.
Who's Andre? Like,
Andre Orsini, so he's got a few restaurants in Adelaide.
Right.
He's the one of the originals that actually went on to have a restaurant afterwards successfully.
And make it work.
Yeah, the rest of us.
It's one thing to open a restaurant. It's another thing to keep it going.
I mean, the first year, and he has just killed it. So
well, that was MasterChef, and I'll never forget it. It changed my life. Now, of course, I flick the telly on of an afternoon and see you on Everyday Gourmet, and just the world seems to fall into place as I watch you. As I watch you working your way through some of the great recipes. And that's why you're in today to talk about 80 modern and delicious slow cook recipes in the slow cook.
That, cookbook. And I wanted to see you.
Yeah, I know. I feel exactly the same. I feel exactly the same. So this is the slow cook version, and we're coming into that time of year. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to go too heavy into the book, but how's it going? Is it going well?
No, it's going really well. It is that time of year where it's getting cooler and people are wanting to get out their slow cooker and
because it's so easy, isn't it?
Oh, it's so easy. It's so easy. But there are a few tips and tricks in there that you need to know. You know, when you're using a slow cooker, again, I won't go on about it, but I think everyone assumes you just throw it all in and just go to work and come back.
That's what I thought.
It's amazing.
Bit more care than that.
Yeah, a bit more care. You need to sear everything off first to get really a good development of flavour. So that's what I emphasise a lot on. But it's not just about the slow cooker in there. I show people how to cook just the classic way in a heavy base casserole because we've all got that too.
Yes.
So no one's left out.
This will be your fourth. Is that
book.
Right?
Yes.
Fourth book after having three bestsellers.
Yeah.
So they're just flying off the shelves as they should. And I look at some of the recipes that are involved. The one pot chicken parmigiana.
Oh, I'll be right up for that.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah.
The Japanese chicken curry. I like a Japanese curry.
It's awesome.
They really are lovely, aren't they?
It's so easy too. So easy.
Pork and pineapple tacos. Or do you say tacos or tacos?
Taco. Depends who I'm around.
Yeah.
It's not a taco.
No, I had a couple of tacos. No one's ever said taco, have they?
No, it's a taco.
All right. Well, you don't have to get angry, everyone. Pot à feu.
Pot au feu.
Yeah, I'm just pot asking if you know how to say it.
Isn't it what?
Pot
I did
feu.
Write it after
what's
all. Pot au feu, it's old school French.
Is it?
Lots of chicken and beef and vegetables all slow cooked in water. Sounds boring, right? Like, water. But then it develops amazing flavour. It's like a stock. It's very French, very peasant style food, but it's like middle of winter, you have that with some mustard and pickles on the side. It's just awesome.
And, of course, young
it's
Matt's favourite, the sticky date pudding. Famous for devouring at every opportunity.
It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
If I knew, I would have brought my sticky date pudding in
for you. The day's not over, you know what I'm saying? We're going to play a game with you if you're comfortable with that. It's just it's a game we like to play with people who come in that we like.
really?
It's would you rather.
You're in a friendly environment.
You would have heard of this sort of thing before. It's just before you leave, would you rather, we just go through a few fun things as I put my glasses back on. Yeah. So I'm reluctant to wear in front of Justine.
I like it.
I don't want to appear older than I am or fatter than I am.
You should have worn black.
That's what I said to Lauren.
Oh, did you?
I said, why am I not wearing black when Justine comes in?
You're wearing a pink T-shirt. It's not flattering.
I've got some sort of salmon-y coral thing on.
How many did
my
you get
boobs
that
enormous.
Oh, no, you didn't think this through.
I like that colour. It suits
apologies
you.
For some of the top half here.
It suits you, that colour.
There you go. Here we go. Would you rathers. Okay. Would you rather have a one-minute conversation with your past self or your future self?
Past self. A few things, yeah.
What do you reckon?
Chat there.
What would
don't
that
we?
Chat sound like? A one-minute chat with your
partner. Stop parting too. No.
Cook more or cook less?
Cook less.
Oh, really?
I know you wouldn't expect me to say that, but just slow down a little more.
You're a bit too driven.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is a great thing.
Yeah.
But I feel, you know, as we were discussing before, being a bit of a gypsy around, I just
too much
slow
going on.
Down slow down a bit. Yes.
Yeah, you might be missing things on the way you don't even know you're missing.
Yeah, have missed a few things. Yeah.
Would you rather become a part of the Kardashian family or not be able to tell the difference between a muffin and a baby?
Two options.
There are your two options. Oh, wow. You can be a Kardashian.
It's still the muffin and the baby, nothing to do with the Kardashians, no?
Yeah. You'd rather not be able to tell the difference between a muffin and a baby than
I'll
be
work
a
it out. I'd work it out.
Yeah, you would. You'd work it out of it. After you've eaten
chosen?
A couple of kids, you'd realise they're not muffins. I would rather die than be a Kardashian.
Yeah.
I cannot stand that family. Oh. They're revolting.
It would be hell. Nice off screen.
And before we say farewell and thank you for your time, would you rather use eye drops made of vinegar? Or toilet paper made from sandpaper.
Oh.
You can either burn your eyes or scrape your bum.
Don't give me nice choices.
What an option.
Do I have to choose?
Yes. Well, you can do whatever you want.
I'm going to say vinegar. I've had it in the eye a few times.
Yes, vinegar
it's
in the eye.
Well, it cleanses
you're a chef.
It cleanses the eyes.
It's a form of eye drops.
Yeah. I'll take that one.
Sandpaper is toilet paper. I don't think anyone's really putting their hand up for that. Other than the Australian cricket team, am I right? Lovely to see you, mate. Good luck with the book.
Oh, good to see you too. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
Shigong Show, Triple M. I just want to get the facts. I want facts. I'll give you the facts.
Loz with the mistakes.
How'd we go? How'd we go today?
Very good.
Yeah, thought so.
A+.
Felt good today.
Good.
I know that Alex did cover this in the news, but earlier this morning we were wondering where Brett Sutton's been, what he's been doing. Not much.
Yeah, he's laying low.
Yeah, he hasn't really.
He'd be exhausted.
Vocal about his personal life.
In fact, he's quite the opposite.
Yeah. Mm. But today he is going to get his COVID vaccine at the Royal Exhibition Building in Carlton because now they've got these big.
And doing a meet and greet, I believe.
Is he?
No, I'm joking.
Signing autographs.
Yes. Happy to sign stuff.
There's a media wall there. Yeah,
he'll be there at midday. So if you're a big Brett Sutton fan, head down and he'll sign your tea towels.
We should all head down. And
are you okay?
I forgot it was still my thing.
It's your thing every day, mate.
And the only other thing is HIA. We were talking about HIA with Tim
McDonald.
Yep.
And I suggested that the head injury protocol is called the HIA.
And I thought it was the Housing Industry Association.
And then we laughed. And
we laughed.
A very well paid corporate there.
But yes, in rugby, it is the head injury assessment.
I thought it was the HIA.
There's questions that you.
Yeah, they take them through the protocols around that. You know, what day is it?
What venue are we at today?
Yeah.
Which half is it now?
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Oh, what else is on that list?
Who scored last in this match?
That's hard.
What team did you play last? Who did North Melbourne play last?
Pass.
Concast.
Concast.
Did your team win the last game? Well, you'd assume no.
We played Geelong and we got flogged. Yes. We played good for three quarters.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you're not concussed?
No, not yet. Hopefully after the show.
I can arrange that.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not going to take too much work.
No.
The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.